When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On Trackside, the Mountain Yard.
New pool, all yours. Mickey, take it away.
Beautiful. Let's kick off. We've only got two meetings today. We'll kick off at Bathurst. We'll go race one nice and early. A horse by the name of Taco. Going with Taco. T-A-C-H-O. 1,100 metres is ideal this time around. Just drops back in distance. Has the least convictions about all of the, what is a field full of convictions.
Yes.
And look, just should be too good for this lot. So it'll sit just on speed and improve really hard to beat. Race one, number two, Taco. Then we'll go race four, number one, Lendorf. I had this horse rated around $1.90. I think you get around $2.40 odd. Just peaks third up, get your third up today. Very, very winnable race. Race four, number one, Lendorf. And then we head to Kempsey. We head further north and in race one, number three, Ottoman Empire. Lightly raced galloper, has far more upside than these. Had it rated mark closer to $3. You're getting around $4.80. That looks like a great bet to kick off the day at Kempsey, race one, number three, Ottoman Empire. And my last best of the day, getting a big price around the $10 mark here, race five, number six, Skates On. I'm taking on the short price favourite here, but I might go into it, but if you don't mind, Cam, as to why.
Absolutely, please. So, we just quickly, for you probably know this, but we like to call this the hamburger with the lot, where we lay a short price here and back something else to beat it. So that's a tagism, and we love it. So take it away. Why is the short pricey not your pick?
Hamburger with a lot, simply because, not because I don't have a huge knock against this galloper, but Oakfield Mamzelle, well, she's won one race, and the form line's not too bad, stack up okay. But there's a horse by the name of Skates On, number six, that I'm keen on here. It's won two races, and both times, and they've both been this preparation, both times he's won the races, he's been able to find the front. I mean, when he finds the front, he's almost unbeatable. The two failures in between, well, he hasn't been able to find the front. Gets up to 1450 today, can find the front, and can find the front with ease. I don't think the Oakfield Mamzelle is going to run past it. Getting $10, we can back it 1x4. You'll be able to find out 2x3. Either way, we're going to get our money back at the place. So race five, number seven, number six, Skates On. The best each way player of the day.
Beautifully done. I like it when you take on short prices. As you touched on, I've only got the two meetings, and I'm not exactly got a huge amount of major confidence. But we'll start with Bathurst. Race three, number three. Zookeeper's your current favourite, 310. I'm with Wild Canary, 440 right now. You're actually in the market split by an Annabelle Neesham debutant. But I'm with Wild Canary. They both come into that race at Hawkesbury last start in the first week of December over the 1,500 metres. And they finished nearly next to each other, second and third, where Wild Canary is about half a length in front of it. It's better off, a kilo better off for the weights here. Now, I think they'll both go forward. I would love it. I would love it if Zookeeper was a little tardy out of the gates and Mitchell Bell had to either one hustle and bustle to go forward or two decide to take a sit, because it would mean the Wild Canary, I think, can control the race from the inside gate. So Wild Canary, Bathurst, race three, number three, both the two horses, Zookeeper and Wild Canary, come out of that same race back to the 1,400. And with Kempsey, race two, number six, the manager. And this is, honestly, just finding the best of a bad situation. I know our man, the Hove, old Lukey boy, likes Toes and Dreamer, the 11. And I can understand why. It'll go forward from that gate, and the manager's going to probably need a little bit of luck. But I think Aaron Bullock will probably go forward. Got beaten about 2.5 lengths last start in a Coffs Harbour Maiden. And I'm hoping it does improve on the back of it and is better off second up, at second time with the races over the 1400 this time. Because I think the distance will actually be nice for it. So I'm with the manager. Outside of that, you know, a Toes and Dreamer, I understand it, but geez, it's turned into half a non-winner. It's had seven placings, and six of those have been third from nine starts. Nicody's Diego, like, seriously, was okay last start at Armidale, but also got a little far back, hit the line hard. Charlie's Ball, like, look, none of these horses outside of the manager I could find anything that I was really interested in having a bet in. The manager, I'm not saying he's going to set the world on fire, but I do expect it with Aaron Bullock in the saddle to improve after its debut run at Coffs Harbour under Zadicki Wadick. So I do expect it to be very hard to beat at around 250 currently.